Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish up Simen Reish Tzadi Gimel and begin Simen Reish Tzadi Dalet. So we are holding on page 138, Si'if Gimel, Reish Tzadi Gimel, Si'if Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishu Anus, Kigon Shetzarech Leach Shechal Tchum Ledvar Mitzvah. If someone is an Anus, that they have to go right near the Tchum Shabbos in order to perform a mitzvah, so they have to already be ready on Shabbos, right at the edge of the Tchum, because right after Shabbos, they're going to need to go somewhere. Very important. Yachol Espal Shal Matzoy Shabbos Plaga Mincha Lamaila. So there are a lot of Davin Marav Matzoy Shabbos already a Plaga Mincha when it's not yet Matzoy Shabbos, when it's still very much Shabbos. Ula Havdil Miyadin, to say Havdalah right away. Avalo Yivarech Al Ner, but obviously you cannot say a bracha on the Ner at that point because you can't light a candle. It's still Shabbos. V'chein also Basiyas Malacha Tseisa Kochavim, and you can't do any Malacha until Tseisa Kochavim. So even though you're davening Marav early, you're saying Havdalah early, but you're not allowed to do any Malacha. Says Ramav, Noagim Lomar Vuhu Rachum uvarchu ba'arichus noam kedei lozim michalal kodesh. The minig is to say vuhu rachum and barchu very slowly with a pleasant tune as a way of adding extra time michalal kodesh, a way of showing that we are not eager to leave Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Ches, kigon shatzarich haynu sholich mibesum bod yom atzovat chum yoshev shamada erev. That the case is that the guy has to go from his house all the way to the edge of the tchum in order that he should be there as soon as Shabbos is over, so that as soon as it becomes dark, as soon as Shabbos is over, he'll be able to go on his way to where he needs to be. And the case must be that there's not going to be a coast to say Avdallah on wherever he's going, and that's why he has to say Avdallah early. Otherwise, why would you say Avdallah early? I get maybe you want to daven Marav early, but wherever you're going to be, you could say Avdallah much, much later that night. So why would you say it a plaga mincha? Must be that you're not going to have an opportunity to say it later. Sivkat and Tess, Yachal v'chulei, u'mikol makom kasu achronim dein lasos kein. Even though you're allowed to daven Marav and say Avdallah so early, the achronim say, don't do it. Because it's something that people will find to be a most curious behavior. It's going to seem strange. And also, people typically associate Havdalah with immediately doing Malacha right afterwards. So you're going to do Havdalah, Plaga Mincha, then everyone's going to turn on their phones or whatever, you know, they're going to start doing Malacha. So that would be terrible because that would be Chil Shabbos. And it's especially bad since nowadays we typically daven mincha after plaga mincha on a regular weekday. And normally you want to be consistent. There's a machlokas tanoim whether mincha must be before plaga mincha and marav could be after plaga mincha, or whether mincha must be before shkia and marav could be after shkia. So we go with the shkia one. We say mincha all the time after plaga mincha. So to then pumped on the night of Motzoi Shabbos, you can do marav at that time slot. So that's certainly wrong. Bevadai midina asa lahakdim marav Motzoi Shabbos. It becomes an isser in halacha to say marav so early. V'yafta b'arav Shabbos yeshu makilin. Aye, what about the fact that we are willing to make early Shabbos on Friday night? We daven marav before shkia after plaga mincha, even though that's not consistent with what we do the rest of the week. That's because you have the additional factor that you're being mosif mechal al kodesh by doing so, as opposed to a motzai Shabbos where adrabba, you're not being mosif mechal al kodesh, you're risking ending Shabbos too early. So not only can you not do malacha till tzeis kochavim, not only should you not make a bracha ner till tzeis kochavim, a person also should not say kriya shema until tzeis kochavim. Kriya shema is a mitzvah daraisa. You have to say it, Tavka, after Tzeis HaKochavim. Okay, new simon. Simon Reish Tzadi Dalet. Dinei Havdalah B'Tfila. So it says Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph. Omrim Havdalah B'Chonei Nadas. We say Havdalah in the bracha of Chonei Nadas in Shmona Esrei. Vim Tov Elo Hivdil. And if a person made a mistake and forgot to say Havdalah in Chonei Nadas, Mashlim Tfilah. So he should just keep on davening. Ve'inu Chozer. You don't go back to repeat that bracha. Mipnei Shetzorach Havdil Alakos. Because anyway, you're going to have to say Havdalah Alakos. Vim Tom Kodim Shivdil Alakos. kos. Now, if you ate something before you said Avdallah ala kos, then tzarech lachzor l'avdil b'tfila. Then you're going to have to go back and say Avdallah ala tfila again. So even though normally you don't repeat Shemona Esrei on account of forgetting Avdallah, but if in addition to forgetting Avdallah in Shemona Esrei, you also ate something before Avdallah ala kos, then you go back and repeat Shemona Esrei. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Omr Avdallah, v'afilim nizdamin shivdol ala kos mikodem. You say Avdallah b'tfila even if you already did Avdallah ala kos. For whatever reason, you heard Avdallah and you didn't daven Maariv yet. So when you daven Maariv, you still say Avdallah b'tfila. We'll get to later whether the Yikr Mitzvah of Avdallah is Daraisa or Darabanan. The reason we put Havdalah in this bracha, the bracha of Chonin Adas, because Allah is that on Shabbos you're not allowed to be Tovei Tzrachav, you're not allowed to be Mvakish Tzrachav, you're not allowed to ask for your personal needs on Shabbos, and all the middle brachas of Shemona Esrei do just that. So we want to make sure you say Havdalah before you are Mvakish any of your own Tzrachim. Minuk Pashut Omer Ata Chonin Ad Lenosh Bina V'Acharkach Ata Chonantanu. The minig is that you say atochon until then is bina, and then you add in the atochon antanu. V'im hischel me atochon antanu ve'elach yotza. If you start with atochon antanu and on, you're yotze. Im shachach lispal mispal shachar shtayim. Now, what if a person misses marv entirely on Motzei Shabbos? So you daven tashlumin two shachrises. Ve'ino masker atochon antanu, but you do not say avdala b'tfila if it's just a tefilas tashlumin that you're doing on Sunday morning. Lo b'rishona. Not in the first Shemona Esrei, nor in the second Shemona Esrei. Bamedvar Mamurim, when do we say that you're not going to say Havdalah B'tfila on Sunday morning? That's Kishakvar Hivdil Me'etmal Alakos. That's if you already said Havdalah Alakos on Motzei Shabbos. Aval, Lo Hivdil Klal, Diyeshul Avadayin Chiv Mitzvah Havdalah. But if you didn't do Havdalah Alakos, and you didn't have a Marv the night before, and you're davening two Shemona Esrei as a Shachris, then Yaskar Atochanantan B'Shachris B'tfila Shniya Shiela Ashlama. Then you say Atochanantan in the second of your two Shemona Esreis on Sunday morning, because that's the one, that's the Tashlumin for Maariv. And Avdallah should be said in the Tashlumin for Maariv. One could have argued that Avdallah should be said in the first one, because maybe Avdallah it's not a din in Maariv, maybe it's a din in the very first Tefillah after Shabbos, which would be the first of the two Shemona Esreis. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. No, it's a din in Maariv. So since the second of your two Shemona Esreis on Sunday morning is to make up for the Maariv, so that's why you say Avdallah in that Shemona Esrei. You're still not potter from Avdallah ala kos, meaning Sunday morning is not too late, so you still have to say Avdallah ala kos. So he said, you don't go back and repeat Shemona Esrei on account of forgetting Avdallah b'tfila, because you're anyway going to say it ala kos. You're supposed to say Avdallah both b'tfila and ala kos. So over here, where you forgot a b'tfila, you could rely on saying it ala kos. Normally, Avdallah b'tfila would allow you to do malacha, but if you forgot it in tfila, so then you're not allowed to do malacha until you do Avdallah l'kos. Or at the very least, you need to say Baruch Mavdil Mekol Shechol. Meaning, if you didn't do any form of Dalah, not Pepen, not Petfila, not Alakos, you cannot do Malacha. So if you forgot a Petfila and you want to drive home from Shul and you're going to say Avdallah at home, then you need to say Baruch Mavdil Mekol Shechol before you get into your car on Motzei Shabbos. V'im Ta'am, and we said, if you forgot Avdallah Petfila and then you ate before Avdallah Alakos, now you're going to repeat Shemona Esrei. Even though the halacha is that if you ate before Avdallah, you're still allowed to say Avdallah ala kos. But over here, where you made a double mistake, that you forgot Avdallah b'tfila, it's mistake number one, and then that you ate before Avdallah ala kos, mistake number two, we make a kanasa, you got to repeat Shemona Esrei. So you have to go back and daven and say Avdallah b'tfila. So let's review what we learned today. So we said that if a person has to get to the edge of Tchum Shabbos, right when Shabbos is over, he can daven Maariv and say Havdalah already from Plaga Mincha, but no malacha, no ner, and no kriyashma until after Tzeis HaKochavim. And then we learned that whether you already said Havdalah ala kos or not, you say Havdalah b'chonen adas and tefillah, but you don't repeat Shemona Esrei if you forgot it, unless you also ate before Havdalah ala kos. And then we said that if you miss Mariv, you do Tashlum in a Shachris, but if you already did Havdalah ala kos, you don't say Havdalah in that tefillah tashlumin that you do at Shachris. It's only if you didn't do Havdalah ala kos that you're going to say Havdalah in that tefillah tashlumin that one does at Shachris. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Reish Sadi Dalid Si'if Beis. Everyone have a great night.